You look at verse 42, and it says, as they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them next Sabbath. Because people want to know the truth. Just tell me the truth. Tell me the simple truth. That is so much easier than all the religious stuff that people have been foisting upon me. Tell us more about that. Verse 43 says, after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, just urged them to continue in the grace of God. That's all it is. Be forgiven. Get those shackles off of you. And now just walk in the grace of God. Just have a relationship with God. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you. Pay attention to the stuff that convicts you. Don't do that stuff anymore. Pay attention to the stuff that God puts it on your heart. I think I want to do that to help. Do that. I don't have a rule. Just be the person forgiven because God's good and you're going to be okay. That's the message of this gospel in Acts chapter 13. It's so simple. And then it continues. And you could read that. The next Sabbath, the whole city gathered to hear the word, but the Jews saw the crowd, and they were filled with jealousy, and they began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, but since you thrust it aside, and you judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we're going to go to the Gentiles. They went to the religious people who were scoffers. They went to religious people with the message of the Messiah, and they reviled it, and they spoke against it. Remember Elymas, who spoke against it last week? The guy who went blind? These guys are the same thing, and Paul's like, you know what? We had to come to you first. If you don't want it, we'll go next door. So here in the church, do you accept that these things are taught by the Bible? Do you believe that there's a Holy Spirit guiding people, and that people guided by the Holy Spirit are just saying the simple truths about Jesus? There's forgiveness in his name. And you're healed. Don't laugh at that. That's the deal. And do you go up to other people and do you tell them? And when people ask you, do you tuck it aside and go, oh, you know, we Christians, we do good things too? Or do you just say, this is the bottom line. You have to know this in order to have eternal life. If this isn't your deal, you will not be in heaven. Be forgiven of your sins.